This patient was given an implantable defibrillator because we felt that was critically important to his long-term survival. He did need a drug, and we chose sotalol initially. Sotalol has an excellent interaction with defibrillators in that it does not increase defibrillation threshold, that is, make it harder to defibrillate the heart, and in fact, in many cases, it actually lowers them. Further, especially in a case like this where the patient's relatively stable when he's in VT, the sotalol will not markedly slow the rate and make it more difficult for the defibrillator to possibly pick up a future VT because you're below rate cutoff. Thus, it has two advantages here. If sotalol does not work, we generally use amiodarone because these are the only two drugs we'd like to use in combination with a defibrillator. However, in patients who are at higher risk, for example, with congestive heart failure, amiodarone would have been our first choice.